And the reason we refer to it as the rapture, you think of a raptor, okay? A bird of prey, for example, will swoop down and capture its prey. It'll rapture it away. And so that is the picture that we get when the rapture takes place. The Lord comes, he descends in the cloud, and he raptures, he gathers together his elect. And in fact, he refers to himself as an eagle, okay, in certain portions of Scripture. So the day of the Lord and the rapture are the same exact event. Now turn with me, if you would, to Matthew 24, if you would. Matthew 24. Let me go back to this thought of the thief in the night, okay? Because that term is grossly misinterpreted to be defined or described as imminency, right? They'll say, well, the imminency of Christ is the fact that we don't know what day or hour he's going to come. And they'll say, because he comes as a thief in the night, that's why it's an invisible rapture. Because those who hold to a pre-tribulation rapture doctrine don't believe that every eye shall see him. Right. They think that he's just kind of going to be invisible, and then our, you know, we who are saved are just going to disappear, and our clothes are going to drop to the ground. It's a very perverted doctrine, folks, okay? It's a naked doctrine, okay? And, you know, this is what they believe. So they don't believe, even though the Bible says that every eye shall see him, they don't believe that every eye shall see him. Whereas the Bible actually describes the second coming of Christ as being a global event that everyone sees. Yeah, amen. The Bible says, behold, every eye shall see him.